Welcome back. This is Wes from Safeguard Pest Control. Today we're going to talk about roaches. Roaches are the most disgusting bug in my opinion. They are somewhat biased to cleanliness. However, you can bring them in if you have a clean house or someone else can. Or you guys bring it in suitcases, blah, blah, blah. You get the program. Today we're going to talk about three things. How to choose the right pest control company, how to know the price and what you're getting, and what not to use in a company, and how roaches reproduce so fast that you literally have to get them under control within a couple weeks. Now, topic one, how to choose the right company. The right company will send you a prep sheet. This prep sheet will need to be done before the treatment. Usually it consists of cleaning out pans out of your cabinets, etc., etc. Food that's open needs to be thrown away, stuff of that nature. Not going to get too involved in that. It could be extensively a long list. So another thing that a good company is going to do is they're going to call you before they come out to make sure you're prepped. And they're also going to inspect while they're there in other areas than the areas they're treating, just to see if the roaches have transversed while you were moving stuff around when you were prepping. Another good tactic, which we tend to use if they're really bad, is to go over a couple days before the treatment, put some glue boards down to see how many the population is in certain areas. That will tell you where the hot spots are at in the kitchen and usually helps when you're treating. Another and final reason why you need to have this certain trait in a company when you pick them is to make sure that they are using what you call an IGR. A birth regulator. It is made to the in different sprays and baits and whatnot to cut down our reproduction, and that's what we're trying to get to. We're trying to cut it down near to nothing, so we want to kill all the pregnated roaches. So those are the three things for a good company. Now the price, when you get into the price, now that's a whole different ball game. The price, you really don't want to use a company that has a low price but comes out a lot. Due to the fact that sometimes they don't use the heavy stuff the first couple treatments or even at all. So you're just kind of puttering along and they're getting money out of you. The companies you want to use are going to be ones that start their prices out. It's somewhere around 100 to 125 for the first treatment, and then they lower it down to like 75 the second treatment. Due to the fact because they're going to spend a lot longer in a room, and they're going to spend a lot longer wherever your hot spots are, and they're going to put a lot more chemical down, such as granulars. They're going to spray a flushing agent to get all the roaches out of their harboring areas. They're going to use a whole variety of sprays, granulars, glue boards, you name it, they can use it. Every situation is different with roaches. Another good thing is to have a guarantee. If you don't have a guarantee for 30 days after the second treatment, or if you don't need a second treatment 30 days after the first treatment, then you need to walk away from that company. Roaches are very particular and they reproduce very quickly, that you have to treat either 5 to 7 days after your first treatment if needed. Lastly, the topic we were talking about is how roaches reproduce so fast. A lot of people don't know this, but you can actually start a huge infestation with just a couple impregnated roaches. They carry around a little sac on their buttocks area that they'll release, and eventually, it's kind of like a timer, it will open up and all these roaches will come out. I have seen roaches get stuck on glue boards that reproduce upwards of 15 to 20 spawn, little babies. And it's very concerning. So what you want to do is make sure you pick a company that has an IGR. And you want to also make sure they use an adulticide in their bait. That is a good method to use. Other than that, not to bore you guys, but roaches are one of the most common bugs in households today. That's where about 40% to 60% of businesses for pest control come from. Almost as bad as bed bugs, which we will get to in a different podcast. You guys, thank you for sitting around and listening to me rant and rave about roaches. Hopefully, I have answered some questions that you may wanted to answer from somebody, but you feel like you've gotten the runaround. You can Google search everything that I have mentioned to you, or you can give us a call at 405-573-1930. And that will bring you right to the office to my boss, Mike Merritt. And he is one of the most educated pest control technician or pest control owners for a business that I've ever heard of. And he will give you free advice. No charge to you. You guys have a wonderful day. And this has been a podcast on roaches. Hopefully you guys enjoy this beautiful weather outside. Thank you so much for listening. And goodbye.